And now for the latest from the markets, we're joined by Mark Fowler of Hobson Wealth Management. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing today?
You're very well, thanks.
So I guess this is our first midday market report for the year. And so how's it looking?
Look, it's been an interesting start this morning, actually. Despite sort of record highs on Wall Street on Friday, the New Zealand market has been fairly quiet on the open. In fact, the NZX 50 gross index is essentially flat at 11,796 points. I guess some of the notable movers, though, have been Serko, the corporate travel company, the software company. They're up best part of 3%, trading at $5.55. We've also got another sort of performer this morning has been Abano Healthcare. They're up best part of percent, trading at $5.29. And kind of the weaker names on the open have been the utility companies. So Meridian, that's down the best part of 2%, trading at $5.23. And we've also got Mercury Energy down a percent, trading at $5.25. So a bit of a mixed start, but overall the index is flat.
What's the Australian market looking like this morning?
Australian market's been a bit more positive, potentially taking more of a lead from the US. So the S&P ASX 200, that's up 0.25%, trading at 7,082 points. Some of the bigger movers there have been around the mining and resource companies. So BHP Billiton, that's up 1.25%, trading at $41.13. We've got Newcrest Mining, that's up 1% at $32.21, and Rio Tinto, also up a percent, trading at $106.22. So a bit of a stronger open than the New Zealand market.
And what about the currency market?
Currency's been fairly steady. So against the Aussie, we are trading at 96.10. Against the US, we are at 66.10, 72.85 against the yen. Against the sterling, we are trading at 50.90 and the euro 59.60 with the New Zealand trade weighted index around the 72.80 mark. So fairly steady from Friday's closes.
And interest rates, oil and gold?
So interest rates, yeah, we've got 3-month bank bills. They're trading at 1.32%. We've got 10-year government debt, that's at 1.56%. In terms of oil, so West Texas Intermediate is at $59.50 US a barrel. And finally, spot gold is at $1,556.
Thank you very much, Mark. And that's Mark Fowler of Hobson Wealth Partners.